We are at Rascals here in Loves Park, a big fundraiser. And, Randy, we are so blessed to have here former LSU. He's watching his Tigers right now.
Right.
They got to win, Wendell, because I picked them. And my bracket looks like crap. So, Wendell Davis, former Chicago Bears. And thank you so much
for
coming
for
here and doing this. And
so now, what else? Do you got LSU going all the way in your bracket?
Well, not all the way,
not all the face.
I got them going deep.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about these events like this. How many times do you do something like this?
Oh, this is throughout the year for us,
and
it's something that we enjoy doing, especially as former players, and as far as our chapter is concerned, our Chicago chapter. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what we do. We
sure.
go out into the community within the Chicagoland area.
Yeah,
show up, help out in the community, help raise funds, do what we can actually promote football, promote fun, you know, with the youth program.
I'm curious, what kind of youth football when you were a kid did
That's
you
have? That's what I was just going to ask. It's
I don't
have changed.
When I played, I didn't put pads on until I was a freshman. That's how it was back in those days.
Yeah, totally different. You know? You got a lot of you learn a lot of your stuff in the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Playing games, pickup games, but it's changed. And I think it's changed for the better. I mean, I think a lot of good coaching is going on in the youth leagues. A lot of the fundamentals are being taught. I think, especially now with all the concussion concerns, I think a lot of people are putting a lot of more emphasis on, you know, being able to know how to tackle, know the basic fundamentals of football.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Have you heard any after effects from your playing days then? Speaking of concussions and that,
Where should I start, man? fortunately, I've been blessed so far, you know, as far as concussions are concerned. Haven't had any issues, but physically, you know, that comes with the territory. You know,
right,
I've had
right.
injuries over the years, and, you know, as you get older, you start to feel it. And, you know, sometimes I hurt from head to toe, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get through it.
Wendell, I got to, with the former players coming in, it's got to be fun for you guys kind of all to get together and do these kind of things and probably tell a lot of stories and get a few laughs out of all of it.
Yes. It's always good to get with former players. And the one great thing about, you know, being able to play the sport, play football, any sport, I think, is the camaraderie that you have
yeah.
with the players. And, you know, my experience is you know, throughout the years, a lot of the guys that I didn't play with here, but I still feel that I'm you know.
Wouldn't you like to
brother.
Have played for Nagy? With all the stuff he's
Ooh,
doing and craziness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. So you know when I played.
Some more zeros on the contract.
Yeah.
Sure, are you kidding?
Yeah, when I played, man, it was, you know, we were running and gunning, really. It was all about the run, you know. You had after Walter Payton
yeah.
and Neil Anderson and all those guys. You know, I was out there on the wing, you know. I was begging for balls.
Yeah, so what about me out here?
Come on, wait a minute. I'm open.
Yeah. Now, man, I would love to play in one of these offenses.
Yeah, I'll bet so. Oh, it's
yeah.
so wide open.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
thanks.
Beyond that, how different is now versus then in terms of the way defenders could play on you then and the way they can – it seems it's a little more freer because it went over the
yeah.
offensive game. How much different is it and how much – how would you have been as a player if you had been playing today?
I think I would have taken advantage of the rules, of course. But back then, you know, there was a lot of hand-checking on the line as far as receivers, you know.
Right.
It was a little more physical,
right?
But I think right now, I mean, it's a lot of skill involved, and but I wish I, you know, if I was playing in this day and age, you know, I'd probably improve my numbers a little bit.
Yeah. Can you tell us a couple of stories from your days? A couple of things, maybe it's interesting.
Oh,
sure, your funny stories from your playing days.
I'll try to keep it clean.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted the dirty stuff. And, you know, Wendell, we'll talk as soon as we're done.
Do we have a button, Bill, we can push?
See, I hope this is on delay.
Yeah. I was going to ask about all the guys dating people, but I decided they said you better not go down that road.
No, you know, the great thing I remember about playing with the Bears is really and truly is the players that I played with.
Yeah.
The fun that we had on and off the field. Families that I remember, guys and their families and their kids, and to see their kids where they are today. So those are the things that I take with me. But one story that I always tell, excuse me, is my rookie year when I was playing. It was my first time ever returning punts for the Bears. And I don't know if you guys remember that year. Coach Dicker had a heart attack.
Right.
But coming up to that, we played in Foxborough.
You didn't cause it, right? Well, your punt receiving. I don't know. I mean, that was always a rumor.
That could have been. I don't know. It could have had something to do with it. But I just had a bad experience in Foxborough. Well, I actually fumbled the ball on punt return.
It wasn't
twice.
Your fault. It was not your fault.
The first one I can say wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault.
The first one I can say.
These other fools.
I got bumped into and everything.
The refs,
and, you know,
refs were all totally wrong on that, Wendell. Yeah. That was like yesterday for me watching you.
Yeah, no.
Wendell,
yeah,
you're fine. I'm yelling at my TV. Wendell, I still love you. Catch the ball, Wendell.
But it was interesting. Yeah. Coach Dick actually met me at the 50-yard line and pretty much cursed me out.
And said, I'm having some chest pains.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having some pains there. Yeah.
Old guy like that cussing you out. Don't you love that?
Hey, that's part of it.
You should have just smacked him.
That became normal. That was just normal back then.
Yeah. What are you doing now, Wendell?
Right now, I work for a steel company.
Good for you. Ever want to coach?
You did some coaching.
Yeah.
I've coached at every level.
Really?
Yeah, I coached at the youth high school.
Can you imagine going to your high school high? It's Wendell Davis as my coach.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've coached at every level, yeah.
And you're Columbia
that
University
is so
too,
cool.
Right?
Sorry?
Columbia? Also?
Columbia. I coached at Columbia, New York. Yeah, I coached receivers there.
Did you, is that something you enjoyed, like you're stuck with? Or
I
your
did.
Decision there to
I really, well, my big thing was I feel I wanted to be a mentor to kids. And I have a way that should. Up, if it's coaching, if it's teaching, whatever.
Sure.
That was my goal.
I'm in the steel business, but I did 5 years. You know, it was like, seriously. They go, so unbelievable. What's the steel company? If I'm my bell, we'd be ringing it. Who's your steel company?
National Material.
There you go. Yeah. Anybody needs steel, Wendell will take care of you. Right there.
Yeah. Yes.
That is so cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want to find
out a bit. Dicka has a reputation to other people. How accurate is that reputation of him? For someone that's been in there day in and day out. Well,
hit the delay button.
What we know about Ditka, is that really him, or is he just a big pussycat?
So I'll put it like this. What you see is what you get.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a pussycat.
That's not what I saw, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I heard him when he was talking about cussing you out, so that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Deep, I don't know that you're a member, but yeah, your career is cut short by that knee injury.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more could you have gone, you think, had that not happened?
I don't know. You know, football is, you know, it's a risk you take.
Right.
You know, I had goals of playing 10 years, and it was cut short.
Sure.
With the injury, so, yeah.
And I was, the other question, we were talking about the story, so I was kind of curious, who was who was like the biggest jokers in the locker room? Maybe who was the dirtiest player you played with, or even against? We can name names now.
I wouldn't say dirty, but there's a lot of guys that used to talk a lot. A lot of talkers.
Who were the big ones?
One of the big ones was a guy in Minnesota, Randall.
Ah, okay.
Oh man, he would talk the whole game, and he was good at it.
Yep.
Yeah, he was good at it, and if you were not careful, he could get in your head. He really could. So you had
That's
to, you know,
funny.
They would tell you before the game, do not listen to the guy because he would go on and on and on.
Sure.
But we had a lot of jokers in our locker room, though. I just couldn't name one. There's so many. But it kept it fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.